Welcome to this demonstration of the Ballyland Rota app. And this app specifically teaches children how to use the VoiceOver Rota found in the screen reader in the iOS devices, i.e. iPhone, iPod Touch or iPad. And basically that's where you put two fingers on the screen and turn them clockwise or counterclockwise as if you were turning a dial to get to other options that then the screen reader allows you to either change options or to navigate the screen. But basically, this app teaches you all about that by using a character to go and visit his friend. So let's go and run the app now. I've currently got my iPhone 6S here turned on. VoiceOver's running. So let me just flick to the Ballyland Rota app and then we'll start playing it.
Ballyland Rota.
Ballyland Rota. So one finger double tap to start the game.
Lands. Ballyland Rota. Ballyland Rota app. Please turn your device around so that the home button is on the left or right. This app uses self-voicing. To start the game, turn off VoiceOver and do a three-finger flick left. To start a short tutorial video, leave VoiceOver on, and do a one-finger flick right. When the video is finished, select the Done button in the video player and double-tap to return to this screen. To hear these instructions again, do a flick gesture R, with two fingers. When you want to leave the app, turn VoiceOver on again, and press the Home button to close the app.
You can turn VoiceOver off now because the game is self-voicing. You can do a three-finger flick left to start playing the game, or leave VoiceOver on and do one-finger flick right, which I'll do in a minute, to start a short video, which basically explains how to initially start using the VoiceOver Rota, i.e. a few tips. Or you can do a two-finger flick up on the screen to reread those instructions. And just to let you know the orientation that I've got my iPhone 6 currently in, I've got my home button to the left, the speakers then to the right. My volume up and down is on the top right-hand side of my iPhone furthest away from me, and the bottom of the phone pointing to me, because I've got it in landscape mode, on the bottom right-hand side is my power sleep button. I'm actually going to flick to the right, and we'll listen to that short video to explain how you can use the VoiceOver Rota in different ways, depending on what fingers you want to use and how you want to use them. So flick to the right with one finger.
Start video button.
And one finger double tap.
The rotor will show up video. When you put two fingers slightly apart anywhere on the screen and start turning them. Turn two fingers of one hand, like turning a virtual dial, or keep your thumb static on the screen and make a flick gesture with another finger of the same hand. Or use one finger of each hand, one static on the screen, the other making a dialing movement around it. Or, with one finger of each hand, make a dial movement around a virtual center, rotating in the same direction. The 3D printed model of Bollycopter is a great learning tool that enables the child to explore the spinning propeller and practice the different ways to do the rotor gesture before performing it on the screen. The model also allows the child to get textually familiar with Bollycopter. Visit the Bollyland website for full instructions.
So I'm going to flip back to the left.
Zero. Done. Button.
And one finger double tap on done.
Done. Ballyland Rota app. To start the game, turn off.
I'm going to do a two finger touch on the screen to stop it talking the screen again. But anyway, I basically put two fingers on the screen slightly apart and turn them, as I said before I started doing the game, to turn the rotor clockwise or anti-clockwise. One finger flick up and down to choose different options within that item. But anyway, let's play the game and we'll see what happens. So I'm going to turn VoiceOver off, and I've got VoiceOver attached to my home button by the access shortcut triple click. So I'm going to press my home button three times. One, two, three.
VoiceOver off.
So now if we do a three-finger flick to the left, we'll start playing the actual game itself.
Bollycopter is a little red guy, a ball with a propeller on his head. He can fly like a helicopter.
Hello, I am Bollycopter.
Bollycopter will be going on a trip, flying high through the skies of Bollyland. Where he will go and what will happen is up to you. Chup, 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 chup. Bollycopter, chup, 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 he goes down and he goes up. He is little, he is red, with a rota on his head. Hey, chup, 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 chup. Where he goes and what he'll do, it's really totally up to you. Bum, buckle up and take control. You and him will have a ball. Hey, Bollycopter, chuck, chuck, chuck. He goes down and he goes up. He is little, he is red, with the rotor on his head. Hey, chuck, 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 chuck. So lift off or make him land. Choose your way through Bollyland. Whatever happens, it's alright. Bollycopter's magic flight. Hey, Bollycopter, chup, chup, chup. He goes down and he goes up. He is little, he is red, with a rotor on his head. Hey, chup, 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 chup. As Bollycopter prepares to take off on his adventure, his rotor has to warm up. He needs you to help him and show that you can control the rotor.
Turn the rotor so that you hear each of the four sounds at least two times. You can start when I say now. Now.
So I'm going to put two fingers on the screen and I'm going to rotate them clockwise as I'm turning a dial. Okay, first sound. Second sound, third sound, fourth sound. Okay, so basically it said you've got to hear those four sounds twice. So I'm going to keep rotating clockwise. So two finger rotate again. One, two, three, and the final one.
Great work. Now use a three finger flick left to continue.
Okay, so three finger flick left to continue.
Bollycopter is going on a trip to visit one of his friends in Bollyland. That will be fun. But who will he fly to? You decide if he should visit Tinkleball, Babalooney, Squeaky, or Wheelie.
Turn the rotor till you hear Bollylanders and lift up your fingers to select this option. You can start when I say now. Now.
Okay, so now we're going to use the rotor to select a specific option in the rotor. So I'm going to do a two-finger rotate around until we hear it say Bollylanders.
Animals.
So
keep
animals.
Turning to Bollylanders.
Thank you. Turn it again.
Weather. Keep
weather.
Turning to Bollylanders.
Okay, two-finger rotate again.
Instruments. Keep turning to Bollylanders.
Now let's see if I do counterclockwise what happens.
Weather.
Yep.
Keep turning to Bollylanders.
So I went back to the previous one, so clockwise rotate.
Instruments.
Instruments.
Keep turning to Bollylanders. Bollylanders.
There we go.
Hooray!
Well done. Now do a one-finger flick down or up to choose a Bollylander. And lift up your finger to select this setting.
We want to choose an item in the rotor. So if I flick down...
Babalooney.
The Babalooney is the first one.
If you are happy with the setting Babalooney, do a three-finger flick left to send Bollycopter on his way. Or to choose another Bollylander, flick up or down with one finger.
Okay, so if I flick down again.
Tinkleball.
Tinkleball.
If you are happy with the setting Tinkleball, do a three-finger flick left to send Bollycopter on his way. Or to choose another Bollylander, flick up or down with one finger.
And if I was to do one finger flick up, I go back to Babalooney. I'm going to flick down twice fairly quickly.
Squeaky. Wheelie.
Get to Wheelie, which is the car.
If you are happy with the setting Wheelie, do a three-finger flick left to send Bollycopter on his way. Or to choose another Bollylander, flick up or down with one finger.
Okay, so basically we've used the rotor to get to an option. And we're chosen an option by doing a one-finger flick up and down. So now I'm going to do a three-finger flick to the left.
Wheelie,
to
here
send
I come.
Bollycopter knows
on his
where
way
he can find Wheelie,
to find Wheelie.
But maybe he will be racing around as he likes to do. As Bollycopter flies through the air, far below, he notices animals in the grass. It is up to you to decide if Bollycopter should chat with the sheep, the rabbit, or the duck.
Turn the rotor until you hear animals and lift up your fingers to select this option. You can start when I say now. Now.
Sorry about that lowered volume there in the little beep. That was my mail coming into my iPhone. So basically we use the rotor to cycle around to the new option, which is animals in this case. And by the way, that sniffing noise, of course, was the rabbit. So we've got a sheep, a rabbit, and a duck. So I'm going to two-finger rotate to get round to animals.
Weather, keep turning to animals. Instruments, keep turning to animals. Bollylanders, keep turning to animals. Animals.
And there we go. Hooray!
Well done. Now do a one-finger flick down or up to choose an animal and lift up your finger to select this setting.
Okay, so now we've got to select the actual item for the rotor option, animals. So we've got sheep, rabbit, or duck. So if I flick down...
Duck.
Duck.
If you are happy with the setting duck, do a three-finger flick left to continue Ballycopter's journey. Or to choose another animal, flick up or down with one finger.
So I'm going to flick down twice.
Rabbit, sheep.
And do sheep.
If you are happy with the setting sheep, do a three-finger flick left to continue Ballycopter's journey. Or to choose another animal, flick up or down with one finger.
Okay, so three-finger flick to the left.
High above him, the sheep hears Ballycopter, who is on his way to visit Wheelie. But then Ballycopter lands right next to him.
Hi, sheep. How are you? Your wool feels nice and soft. Can I take a little bit with me for Wheelie? What are you saying? Can you feel that the weather is going to change? Okay, well, I have to go.
Ballycopter continues on his way to Wheelie. It is now up to you to decide if the weather is going to be nice or bad.
Turn the rotor until you hear weather and lift up your fingers to select this option. You can start when I say now. Now.
Okay, so again we're choosing an item on the rotor first. So two-finger rotate around.
Instruments. Keep turning to Bollylanders.
And I'm
animals,
not waiting for this weather. Description this time. And there goes weather.
Well done. Now do a one-finger flick down or up to choose the weather you want. And lift up your finger to select this setting.
Okay, so now we're choosing an item for the particular rotor setting we're on. In this case, it's the weather. So if I do one finger flick down.
Nice weather.
Nice weather. Oh, lovely.
If you are happy with the setting nice weather, do a three-finger flick left to send Ballycopter on his way again. Or to choose different weather, flick up or down with one finger.
So we've got nice weather. Flick down again.
Bad weather.
Oh dear, bad weather. Rain, thunder.
If you are happy with the setting bad weather, do a three-finger flick left to send Ballycopter on his way again. Or to choose different weather, flick up or down with one finger.
I can't go any further. So basically we've got two options, nice weather or bad weather. I'm going to choose nice weather for his flight this time, so flick up.
Nice weather.
If you are happy with the setting nice weather,
and then I'm
going
to do a three-finger flick to the left to send him on his way in the nice weather day.
The weather is getting really sunny and nice.
That's my clock talking on my Mac, sorry about
that. And with the sheep's wool, Ballycopter is on his way to Wheelie. He has a smooth flight and reaches Wheelie very fast.
Howdy,
says Wheelie. Ballycopter says,
I brought you some wool. It's very soft. Ow. But I'm allergic to wool.
Oh dear.
Wheelie races around in circles and then stops.
Wow,
says Ballycopter.
Sorry for that, but I have chatted to the sheep, flew in the sunshine, and now I have caught up with you. So I am really happy. Let's sing a song.
It is up to you to decide which instrument will start the song.
Turn the rotor until you hear instruments and lift up your fingers to select this option. You can start when I say now. Now.
Okay, so same deal again. We've now got to cycle around on the rotor with the two-finger rotate around two instruments. So two finger rotate.
Bollylanders. I'm going to animals, keep going. Weather. Instruments.
And there we go. And of course, the sentence I heard it say instruments. I'm
well
took
done.
My fingers off the screen.
Now
the
do
other
a one finger flick down or up to choose an instrument and lift up your finger to select this setting.
So what instruments have we got to play with?
Banjo.
Banjo.
If you are happy with the setting banjo, do a three finger flick left to hear the final song.
Okay,
or to choose another.
Xylophone.
Xylophone.
Harmonica.
Harmonica.
Bongo drums.
Bongo drums.
If you are happy with the setting bongo drums, do a three finger flick left to hear the final song. Or to choose another instrument, flick up or down with one finger.
What do I feel like today? Bongo drums, xylophone. I think I might choose the banjo. So flick up.
Harmonica, xylophone, banjo.
There's the banjo, three finger flick to the left.
When he flies in, bad mood stops and joy begins. His flight can change, we never know how every turn and choice will go. But in any case, in any end, we love a visit from our friend.
In heat or rain,
a breeze, a bit of dirt, who cares as long as no one's hurt. We are silly, we like to play, and every day is a happy day. Every day is a Bollyland day, and a Bollyland day is a happy day.
Now do a three-finger flick left to go back to the start and choose other things for Bollycopter to do in his adventure.
So three-finger flick to the left to go back to the beginning.
Bollycopter is going on a trip to visit one of his friends in Bollyland. That will be fun. But who will he fly to? You decide if he should visit Tinkleball, Babalooney, Squeaky or Wheelie.
Turn the rotor till you hear Bollylanders and lift up your fingers to select this option. You can start when I say now. Now.
So you can start again and play with different characters, Tinkerball, Squeaky, etc. And of course, you can choose different animals, different instruments, and whether you want a sunny or a bad day, etc. So again, a great, fantastic app and really teaches the voiceover rotor very nicely. I'm going to press my home button three times. One, two, three.
Voiceover on. Bollyland rotor. Turn rotor to Bollylanders. Lift fingers to set. Landscape. Screen curtain on.
Okay, as you can tell, I've got my screen curtain on my iPhone, which blanks the screen. I'm going to press my home button to come out of the app.
Portrait.
Okay, and I'm back to my home screen. So if I was to turn my rotor around now for the real voiceover rotor, you would hear, so two finger rotate.
Characters.
Characters.
Words.
Words.
Speaking rate.
Speaking rate. So if I do one finger flick up now.
60%.
I'm changing the value of that item.
55%.
Okay, so that was me flicking down to slower.
Volume.
Okay, volume flick up.
100%. 95%.
Okay, up and down volume.
Audio ducking.
Audio ducking,
punctuation,
sounds,
hints,
containers,
headings,
language, so I flick up,
South African English,
I've chosen a different language, flick back down,
default language, English, Australia,
back to the English Australia voice,
actions,
characters, and I'm back to characters. So that's the actual voiceover rudder itself now running with the instructions that I've learned how to do in the Bollyland Rota teaching app. But anyway, a great application. I was going to only do part of the actual demo of part of the app, but it's such a fun app to play with that I thought, why not? Let's just do one round of a whole session just to see how you actually go about learning how to use the Rota as you take Bollycopter through his adventure to visit one of his friends. But anyway, that completes the demo of the Bollyland Rota app. Hope you enjoyed the demo. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.